Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, every year in February, the agricultural family celebrates National FFA Week, and that actually took place last week in the state of South Carolina.
Well, you're right. It is always a fun week and a proud week for those of us as part of the leadership team of South Carolina Agriculture. In South Carolina, we have over 110 chapters with over 7,500 students participating in that. And you're right, last week, about 1,000 of them descended on the State House and the Department of Agriculture, and it was just really nice to have them here.
A lot of people think that FFA is just priming young people to become farmers, but it is so much more than that today.
Oh, no. I tell you, if you watch some of their meetings and the way the officer groups handle themselves, actually just managing the opening of a meeting is very ceremonial, and I'm just proud to watch it every time because of the connection to Scripture or George Washington or other things that are very symbolic, but they are developing great oratory skills and other things that will benefit them all through life.
Absolutely. They also take SAEs, which is Supervised Agricultural Experience, which is kind of what we're familiar with from the quote-unquote old days as well.
Yeah, they get hands-on. Some of the chapters that we had a chance to visit with individually here in my office talked about expansion of their farming operation, if you will, there at school, and how they hope to supply the entire district with, I forgot whether it was broccoli or okra or whatnot, but they just get excited about it, and then the actual management of it, the financial side of things, to know what's involved in producing food like that. So they get a broader high school educational experience than the average student, and the FFA is a big part of that.
And they're also attracting a lot of non-farm origined young people.
I think that's right. I think parents are learning that time spent in the FFA programs helps their children have a broader development than they would have otherwise. From some of the things we talked about, gives them just good team skills. If they're not on an athletic team, it gives them teamwork, building skills, individual leadership. The pieces we were talking about earlier with the supervised agricultural experience, really just to get outdoors and see things get accomplished. And I'm a big believer that for young people to actually participate in the production of something, food for this case, it just gives them an appreciation really for how the world operates, that things don't just happen without effort. And that's one of the great lessons they can learn from FFA.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.